Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you are listening to this particular boom. This is Jerry, and some of you know me as Jammin' Jerry. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update here. Have been in the house now, well, new apartment, I should say, because, well, it's a house divided into four apartments. Been in here now for a week and a half, and I must say I really like it. It isn't the biggest place in the world. By any means, but, you know, for two people, it'll definitely work. At any rate, I did have the home assessment with Leader Dog. For those of you who are in the guide dog folder, you know about it. For those of you who are not, I will again just remind you that you can join this particular folder. It's available via Dropbox and BT Sync. So if you would like to, if you are following me on Twitter, simply DM me and just say, hey, I'd like access to the BT Sync folder, and I would send you the read-only key. Or if Dropbox is more your cup of tea, then let me know that you want access to the Dropbox folder and also provide your Dropbox email address so that we can get you added as a read-only individual. But at any rate, yeah, one of the most embarrassing things, this falls under most embarrassing, I think. A lot of times when I go somewhere quick or whatever the case may be, I wear sandals because I really just don't like stuff on my feet. And these are rather comfortable ones. They do have padding and whatnot, and for the most part, they're good sandals. They Velcro in the back. But found out that if and or when I do get a dog, definitely I will not be wearing sandals, and here's why. When we did the cane part of the home assessment, I did a bit of cane travel, and we redid the video. I was walking at a pace and I, you know, found all the cracks and everything like that. Well, no problem. Well, we did the Juno part, and at one point during the Juno walk, my best guess, because I really don't fully know how it happened, but my best guess is the very tip of my sandal up where the toe is, hit just a really tiny crack in the sidewalk. Not even one of the bigger ones here. But it hit a little bit of a crack and kind of flipped, kind of like folded a little. It was just enough to throw me off balance. I tried catching my balance, but because we were still walking and I didn't tell the dog to stop, well, okay, dog / individual, because, well, we all know what a Juno walk is. Didn't think to tell him to stop. I was trying to catch my fall, you know, stop it from happening. But it just wasn't happening. And needless to say, I ended up falling right on my knees and actually slid just a little bit. Needless to say, John, who did my home assessment, kept asking me if I was okay. I was just like, yep. And I got right back up and started walking. But that was that was kind of embarrassing. He did say that I did pretty good as far as he said I followed really well. He did do a swerve. I don't know if it was intentional or purpose. There was another one, though, where I didn't quite follow him as quick. And he was just like, you need to watch that, because you know, if you don't, you could have kissed that pole. He also, right in the middle of a crosswalk, dead stopped. And he was like, now if your dog stops, this is, you know, showing me basically what would happen if a car, you know, pulled right out in front of me or whatever, showing me that the dog would stop right away. But, you know, so for the most part, though, everything went okay. He's going to recommend that I be able to get a dog. One of the things he is recommending, well, he'll put it in the report, so most likely this is what they'll do. Instead of having me go into the next class, what they'll probably do, and he said this is most likely what they'll do, is they'll say, okay, you need to learn your area a little better, which I won't deny at all, because when Cindy and I lived in this area of town 3 years ago, I lived, what, about a block in one direction and a block in another direction. So I was at a different area. And to get at where a lot of the places are that I would go, like Subway, U.S. Bank, where the landlord works so that I can pay my rent, Domino's, things like that, I'm going to have to come at it from a different way. So I do need to learn it. I'm not going to deny that at all. So that's one thing that'll probably happen. Even May said what they'll probably do is they'll just wait a couple months and then have me join is what they'll end up probably doing. That's best guess. Other than that, not really a whole lot going on. Still doing the whole work thing. As a matter of fact, I just got done recording another file for Marshmallow. For those of you who may or may not know, that is the latest Android version. And I'm kind of updating the tutorial files on Odin Mobile's website to reflect some of the new stuff that's in Marshmallow and or TalkBack. So I'm just kind of redoing all of the tutorials instead of, you know, pick and choosing which ones to update. Other than that, like I said, not much else going on, but just thought I would pop in here and give you just a little bit of an update. And once I find out anything from the guide dog thing, yes, it'll go in the guide dog folder first. I don't always put things on Audio Boom, so I would suggest if you want to keep following up on what's going on with that, that you find a way to join that folder, whether it be through BT Sync or Dropbox. If you're not following me on Twitter, you can simply get a hold of me. Just do it via email, jamminjerry2011@gmail.com. That's jamminjerry2011@gmail.com. Hope you have a good day, and stay tuned for more booms from me.